A wonderful tourist spot in Israel when you go to the north and you're touring around is a Druze village. Has anybody been to a Druze village before? So several hands. One of the great parts about a Druze village is the food. It's one of the best food in Israel. But there are two other fascinating things about the Druze community. The first is, wherever there is a Druze community, they are usually loyal to their host country. So in Israel, many Druze serve in the IDF. But their cousins who are in Jordan and Syria and Lebanon, they are loyal to those countries, and it often puts their families at odds with each other during world events. But one other fascinating thing about the Druze community and their religion is that for the most part, the Druze religion is a secret where only the elders of that community know the text. So when I first found this out in high school, I told my friends that I would not be a very good Druze because keeping secrets was not my specialty at that time. But besides keeping their own secrets, what they are really doing is concealing their words. Our Torah this morning impresses upon us the importance of the value of speech, but as importantly tells us the power that we have to use those words at any time. And so the first thing that our Torah tells us in the Parsha of Matot is that when we make a vow, when we make a promise, when words come out of our mouth, we must fulfill that promise. And if we cannot fulfill that promise, then we must go about annulling that promise so that it does not become an empty vow. Our rabbis understand, or they're telling us, that speech is not just important, but it's vital to how we live our lives. In fact, our rabbis tell us that we are nefesh chaya, that we are living beings. But what does that mean? Our teacher Onklus, who translates the Torah into Aramaic, tells us that a living being is a spirit that speaks. A living being is a spirit that speaks. And I found that out very quickly, actually, this week, when I told my 2-year-old child something, and it was as if I had said nothing. And my 3-year-old looked at me and she said, "Abba, he does not understand words." He doesn't understand words. And at that moment, I realized that whatever I said would not matter, because yes, he is a living being, but soon he will become a spirit that speaks. And we understand that the power of speech is so powerful that it is almost usually the difference between good and evil. The difference between elevating our neshama, elevating our soul, or sinking. Speech is a gift. It's a gift of expression. And so when we have something in our head, in our mind, and we do not say it, perhaps because it is not the nicest thing to say, or even wicked, then if it does not come out of our mouth, thankfully, it does not become reality. But when something comes out of our mouth with words, then that reality is there to stay. Perhaps that is why our rabbis, when they write our Siddur, our prayer book, before we say the Amidah, every Amidah, we utter 6 words very quietly. Adonai Svatai Tiktach Ufi Agit Tehilatecha. We say, "God, please open up our lips so that only words of praise will come out of our mouth." And perhaps that is why at the end of our Midah, during our personal prayers, we say, "Elohai Nitzor Lashoni Meira." God, please keep my mouth from evil and keep my lips away from lies. And perhaps again, that's why in Pirkei Avot, in Ethics of Our Fathers, when they tell us how to learn the Torah, one of the qualities of learning the Torah is arichat sifatayim, which is articulate speech. Because our rabbis understood that if we do not utter the words of the Torah, if we do not say the words out loud, then it is almost as if those words do not exist. And so this morning we use words. We use words in Hebrew and English to pray from our prayer book and our Torah. In just a moment, Layla will use words to teach us a lesson of Torah. Throughout the morning, we hear words and lyrics from songs and tefillot from Cantor Feldman that allow us to not just hear the words in our mind, but feel them in our hearts. And so this morning, I ask all of us, not just in this sanctuary, or wherever we are this week, to use words for gratitude, joy, blessing, and peace, and let those realities come into our lives. Let those words not be secrets, but allow those words to dictate our actions, to bring the sacredness into our lives that this world so much needs. Shabbat Shalom.